Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9.
Mr. Grey, as grumps, we know what it's like to walk the lonely street of dreams.
Speak for yourself.
Now, I'm curious, Matt, were you able to hit that sort of high note that we just heard from Whitesnake in your pop choir?
No, I wasn't, but I'm thinking maybe that's why poor old Bill went down in a heap. That was lack of oxygen.
He was trying to hit those high notes. It's a magnificent song. This entire grumpy music theme this week is magnificent, and there'll be more to come.
There will be.
Our city, with its special landmarks, its certain style, the Melbourne we love. It's lively, it's vibrant, and it's growing fast. We've got a new
dynamism. She's lively, she's vibrant.
She's growing fast.
She's got a layoff.
But she hasn't learnt many lessons.
No, she hasn't, no. Look, I love her in all her many, many guises.
Yes. The little minx.
Absolutely. But look, this week, often I give a title to my rants because it's probably what I've actually written in my letter to the Melbourne City Council. And this one actually is called A Third Time Lucky.
It's not just a title for our Melbourne We Need to Talk segment. It's a title for the next volume of the dossier that they're collecting upon you at Melbourne City Council.
Absolutely. And this feeds nicely back into what that comment you just made about, does she ever learn?
Mm.
Does she ever learn? Because, come on, this is the third time now. We're talking, I don't actually know what you call them. O-bikes were the last incarnation of these things that are literally the papilloma on the heel of this city.
You're going to have to keep in mind, Matt, I'm a new Melburnian. I'm a fresh off the boat Melburnian. So you're going to have to take me through the third time lucky, because I haven't cycled these fields of dreams with the love of your life, the bad lover you keep coming back to.
Melbourne. We need to talk. Well, okay, so the first incarnation was the O-bike. It was sort of this yellow and black thing, and it was some bike scheme that was run out of, I think, a company that was based in Singapore, but they had actually rolled them out successfully around cities like London and, I think, Berlin, etc. It was attempted here.
What was the O for? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, this is a piece of shit. Get out the way.
Yes, something like that. Okay. Because basically these bikes ended up all over the city, scattered like scatter cushions in a dirty room. You know,
Or pimples on the face of Melbourne.
Or papillomas on the feet of this city. Yeah.
She had an acne breakout.
Yeah, so basically they started this scheme, you know, worked successfully in other cities, where I would argue that the citizens are a little bit more civic-minded and potentially a little bit more intelligent than the people living in this city. But anyway, could we handle them? No. It was sort of like a naughty child who gets a toy that is just that little bit dangerous and you can probably do something wrong with it. Well, that naughty child is going to do something wrong with it, right? So these things ended up on the top of the exhibition buildings. They ended up
in trees.
In trees. They ended up in somebody's hotel room. They ended up mostly in the Yarra River. I think at one point the Yarra River dammed up. There were beavers living in this section of the Yarra River that had been dammed up by these O-bikes.
And I'm assuming, like any little recalcitrant person, the toys were confiscated.
Well, they were eventually, right. Yes.
So she got a few goes.
Yeah. I can't remember who did this. Probably, I don't know.
You don't know?
The council maybe came in and stopped it.
So Melbourne got a few timeouts over the course of the first bike scheme.
Yeah.
She got a few timeouts.
Yeah, but then she got a more boring toy. Oh. And that was the Melbourne City bikes. I like to call them the Boris bikes because I lived in London for a while and they were actually named after Boris Johnson at the time, who was mayor.
Right.
Not the prime minister, the hideous prime minister we have now. He was actually mayor at the time.
He was the hideous mayor that you had then.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess you would call them Sally bikes here, right?
Sally bikes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, like just a little bit too conservative, and they were in racks and they were kind of like a blue colour and everyone had to get a helmet. And I don't think Melbourne actually talked to them very much because they're now getting rid of them because of poor
usage.
Patronage, yes.
Patronage,
poor, yeah. Usage, yeah.
Right.
Nobody uses them, basically.
Do you have to pay for these things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you not seen these?
No. Things like that, they don't register with me. Anyway, it's like, okay. Oh, my God, exercise, go away.
So anyway, time and effort is being gone to actually get rid of this second incarnation of the bike share scheme, etc. And here we have another one.
So if we're drawing this correlation, so Melbourne, she got given her Xbox. She played a few too naughty games on it over a number of months.
Yeah.
And so said Xbox was confiscated. Then she whinged and she moaned and she whined and she cried and she stamped a foot and she got a PlayStation 2.
I would argue a Scrabble set, but okay.
So we went backwards. So she got a Scrabble set and was told, if you learn to play with this nicely, you might get upwards.
And like Scrabble, it sat there in the cupboard and never got used.
Okay.
Right? So, but anyway, this third incarnation. So recently it's come to the news, come to the media, that there will be another attempt at this bike sharing scheme. Another fleet of share bikes is about to hit the streets of Melbourne.
And this about time, to hit the Yarra.
And this time, yeah, well, but get this. This
look
time,
out, beavers.
Get this. This time they're electric.
Ooh.
Uber is behind the bright red Jump electric bikes, which will run a year-long trial within the bounds of the Melbourne, Yarra and Port Phillip Council areas in March. It follows the yellow O-bike debacle.
I love that
I'm actually quoting this. Debacle, which was abandoned after masses of bicycles were thrown up trees and tossed in the Yarra. And the council-run blue bike scheme, which was cancelled last year due to lack of use. So we've covered all that already, but just whatever. Anyway, general manager of Jump, Henry Greenacre, said he's not worried Jump will face the same fate. We've made really good, successful schemes overseas. Now, that says it all. This idea that these things work overseas does not apply to Melbourne. Overseas is it that place that plays nicely. Overseas is that place that, you know, makes things work. That's not here. And also, I look at this and I go, they're electric. And the Yarra. This is a recipe for disaster.
We're going to electrify the Yarra.
I know. Can you imagine Arbury Afloat will be flung into the air? Arbury Afloat will end up in Lonsdale Street.
Okay, so we're electrifying the Yarra, and so basically she hasn't learned her lesson, or better yet, Melbourne's parents haven't learned their lesson, and they're deciding, okay, last two times around didn't work. We're going to give her the brightest and shiniest toy we can lay our hands on.
But you don't even need to pedal.
You don't even need to pedal, no. And we're going to let her have a crack at that.
And do you know what I reckon, though? I reckon you could actually ride one of these jump bikes down the Yarra because you'd just be riding over old discarded O-bikes. There's actually
beavers.
No water there anymore.
And beavers.
Yes, that's right.
So, Matt, I actually think Melbourne should, as part of her remedial class, should take a leaf out of a far more grown-up sister's book.
The Ducks of the School.
The Ducks of the School, the absolute honour roll student, Singapore. Now, I was in Singapore at the end of last year, and as I was wandering around and enjoying the food and the drinks and all the rest of it, I came across green electric scooters. They were a lime green electric scooter. Of course, it was Singapore. They were neatly parked on the footpaths.
They were played with nicely.
They were played with nice, and they even had little lines on the footpaths where you had to park them
right.
Once you'd finished with them. All very ordered. Nothing you had to step over, nothing you had to, you just, they were all nice and neatly parked. There one day, gone the next.
Yeah.
And I was getting into the Singaporean equivalent of Uber, which is called Grab. And I mentioned to my driver, I said, this is really odd. One day these, he said, no, they're gone. I said, what are you talking about? He said, no, the Singaporean government decided to end the scheme and remove all the scooters because it felt they were basically a blight on society because there had been a number of accidents. And so here one day, gone the next, or along the theme of music, we're moving with hair today, gone the next. And it was done.
So these are danger. These are a danger to the people of Singapore. This is in Singapore. Can you imagine here? It's going to be Armageddon.
It's carnage. So what's the report card, Matt? What's the result?
Well, the report card this week is actually very simple, right? Because this is one that I found, which actually made me quite shocked. Could do with a term in the remedial class. Melbourne, we need to talk.
Coming up, we're going to attempt to enter room 666. Stay with us here on Grumpy Gaze.